You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's Memorial Day weekend. The first week of OTAs is in the books, so let's take a look back at how some players have done in this week's mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And first question we're going to look at is about whether the Broncos have filled the voids they need to fill. From Jonathan Erickson. Hey, Mace, I know it's early, but still, in your opinion, do you think the Broncos did enough this offseason to put us back in the playoffs, or do we still have big holes to fill? Well, judging by what they've done in the offseason and also seeing what the guys have done on the field this week, it seems like they've done a good job filling a lot of the roles, a lot of the holes that were on the roster. Defensive line needed work. You need to get stouter there. So you have Domantas Peko and Zach Kerr. Those guys are going to help on the interior. And certainly Zach Kerr, he can line up at any of the spots on the defensive line. He's going to be versatile. And Domantas Peko looks like he's going to be able to lock down the nose tackle position and be a force against the run. On offense, the line was an issue. So you brought in Ron Leary. He was your biggest ticket free agent signing, at least among those from other teams. Remember, the Broncos did re-sign some guys last year. And then Garrett Bowles, taking him in the first round, certainly that shows that they want him to be the left tackle. Now, it's going to take some time for him to probably get on the first team. They want him to earn it. But, you know, Vance Joseph was part of a situation where an offensive lineman had to earn his way onto the first team last year. That was Laremy Tunsil in Miami. You didn't crack the first team until training camp. So while it may take Bowles a little while to get on the first team, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he's there. Those were the biggest issues for the Broncos. And then, of course, looking for speed on the interior in terms of receiving targets, you have Carlos Henderson, you have Isaiah McKenzie. Both of them have already made plays during OTAs and shown some flashes of brilliance. So, you know, I would say the Broncos did address the needs. And then the rest of it, I think it's going to be up to the quarterback position, which one of Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch emerges, and whether they can do well in the regular season. If that is the case, then I would think the Broncos do have what it takes to get back to the postseason. Next question comes to us off Twitter. What are your expectations for improvement from Booker and Gotsis being 1 year removed from college injuries? Well, we'll start with Adam Gotsis, who, of course, had the ACL injury at Georgia Tech. And even defensive coordinator Joe Woods mentioned it this week that, he really took some time to get back up to speed, that he wasn't himself. Now, the way Woods describes him is, you know, in terms of what he is physically, it's like, say, he's like an action figure almost. Gotsis was charged with getting stronger in the offseason leading up to OTAs. He's done that. Now, you're in non-contact, non-collision work in OTAs, so you can only take but so much from it. What I like from him, though, is the fact that he's holding his ground better. He's not getting pushed back, and he's actually getting some penetration into the backfield at times. That's what you want to see from Adam Gotsis. As for Devontae Booker, you know, it's similar to Adam Gotsis. He wanted him to get stronger. He really kind of faded at the end of his rookie season, struggled in the back half, and unfortunately for the Broncos, that was when they needed him most because C.J. Anderson was injured. I think Booker looks a little bit stronger. Whether that translates, again, we're going to see as the weeks progress of OTAs and then in the training camp when you have full contact, full collision work, see how he holds up. One thing I do like about Devontae Booker, it looks like he has better balance right now, seeing the way he's getting through the holes, the way he's cutting, looks like he's able to keep on his feet a bit better than last year. That's a good sign. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week after the second week of OTAs, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.